91.1 WEDM. It is your boy Vail, and here we are here with another episode of Cooking with Coach. Coach, how are you doing this week?
Doing good, thanks. Good to be back.
That's good. That's very good. And now, of course, last week was a very rough week for the Warriors. Lost against LN
48-7.
As we spoke before we even started the podcast, if you this low, it's only up. You can only go up from here. Of course, Carmel this Friday, and after that, it will be our last regular season game, and then in the sectionals. So tell me how you feeling. You know, tough defeat, but like you said, or like we've been saying, only up.
One of the worst defeats I've been a part of. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. And I've had some bad ones at Mount Vernon and Ben Davis and Cascade. I've had some bad games, but that one was bad on multiple fronts. Our composure of our players on the field was not good. Our execution defensively was poor. Special teams, which I'm in charge of, so that's purely me. Worst I've ever dealt with. The lack of execution, the lack of detail. Game like this, everybody's got their own theories on what they do or how they do it, but a game like this will reveal a little bit of our character going forward. You know, and I'm not talking about just the players. I'm talking about our coaches. We had an hour and a half staff meeting on Saturday morning. We had another 3-hour staff meeting on Sunday morning. A little bit of a challenge was laid down to them. I wouldn't even say a little. Very large challenge was laid down to them. You know, how are we going to respond as coaches? You know, it's one thing to sit there and say, well, our kids could have done this. Our kids, sure, they could have. You know, the Colts lose, and they can say the same thing, and Notre Dame loses. And I'm talking to my son-in-law down at IU. He's a coach at IU, and they're saying the same thing. We could have done it. Well, we could have. But the reality is we didn't. And why didn't we? You know, as coaches, we spend a lot of time talking over the weekend about culture and the things our kids deal with off the field and those types of things. And those are all important, but we can talk, but what are we doing to fix it? What, you know, if our culture and our program is bad, what are we doing as coaches to fix the culture? Or are we adding to the bad culture with how we approach practice or how we approach the kid? And so we analyze the program from top to bottom and try to come up with some answers and some solutions. And, losing's never easy. And, you know, I've been a part of more than my fair share of losses over my career. And this is just one more. But at the same time, you got to figure out what you're taking away from that and what you're going to use from that to get better going forward. Obviously, we got a real tough task this week with Carmel. We're on the road. Carmel's a tough place to play. They're a good football team. They execute unbelievably well. They don't make a lot of mistakes. So we have to not make mistakes. And if you look at the game on Friday, you know, we had a fump. We were driving. We were inside their 40. We fumble. We're driving again. We throw an interception. We drive all the way down to the one. We have a procedure call. Then we drop a snap. And then we get the field goal block. There's three potential touchdowns we don't even get because we can't continue to execute. And then we give up a fake field goal. That was on the coaching staff. I walked straight over. I said, that's on me. We screwed up. It wasn't on the players. It's on the coaches. And that should have never, ever happened. Now, it's not to say they still couldn't have executed the fake field goal, but we didn't even cover the guy on the fake field goal. So that's a coaching error. And that we've got to do better on. You know, we had two block punts. Again, you know, we changed up our punt team to try to rectify some things that were causing us some issues on there. And we went back to our original one on the second block kick, and the kid blocked the wrong gap. And on the first one, a kid blocked the wrong gap. And, well, why are they blocking the wrong gap? You know, or am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? Am I not speaking well enough? Am I not explaining it well enough? So we spent a long weekend trying to analyze where we're at. You know, we've got, you alluded to it in the pregame here or the pre-show, that we've got two regular season games left. We got Carmel and Christian Brothers coming in next week, and then the tournament starts, you know, and you hope to be healthy. You hope to be academically eligible. You know, we're working on kids' grades. Grading period ends today, you know, on Tuesday of this week. And So we've got a lot of moving parts going forward, trying to get ourselves in the best position possible to make a run in the tournament.
Well said, well said. And as we spoke way, way in the beginning of the season, kids have to grow up, and that's a big part of, honestly, this team. It's a very, not dysfunctional, but it's just a very rowdy team. Like you said, a lot of young players, mostly a juniors-oriented team, but like we always say, it's almost time to grow up. Time is ticking, and soon, a couple weeks, could be a lot of players' last games, or a couple players' last games of their respective years. But always, time to grow up. Time is slowly but surely leaving in. That playoff time coming in is no more. We got a game after this. But Carmel coming up, and then Christian Brothers, always, like you said, tough team. The schedule was not easy. Not an easy schedule. No walks, no straight walk-on wins, even against teams we beat like Pike. Not a straight win. Even a tough, I would say the game was closer than what the score says, but always, you like you said, just growing up, the team has grown. We have seen a lot of improvement from a lot of players, especially the ones that didn't even see varsity minutes last year, but have you liked the improvements of, you know, certain players just moving and, you know, just getting better?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, we're playing a freshman quarterback, and he gets better each week, and you know, we replaced three good running backs last year, and Damarian Harris and Chris Jordan and Rodney Johnson. Well, we replaced them with Jalen McMoore, James Clark, and Jayshon McCullough. Well, Jayshon's a move-in for us, and James played JV last year, and McMoore didn't even play last year. So you got three new running backs. So they're growing up. McMoore's been out for a couple weeks with an injury, but we're excited because he should be back on the field this week. And our O-line is a real strength. Even Friday night, our O-line played very well. It's a real strength. Our D-line can be a strength when they're focused and dialed in. Friday night, they were not focused. They were not dialed in. And we need the defensive line to be the strength of what we're doing. And our kids need to grow up more than just understanding football. They need to grow up personally. You know, we've had some issues on the field with unsportsmanlike penalties. And I get every now and there's a late hit or whatever, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how we react to adversity. You know, and that, this is a life lesson now. You know, when it started going bad, I could have started yelling at the officials and cussing and hollering, but I just kept telling the kids, keep fighting. But our kids didn't react that way. Our kids reacted negatively, and that carries over to other kids on the team. And then the younger kids that are coming up see that, and they think that's the way to behave. And so our ability to control our emotions when things aren't going well is part of the growing and maturing process of a football team. And unfortunately, we got some kids that aren't going to play this week because they couldn't control their emotions on Friday night. And that's a reflection on me a little bit. And I've taken that very seriously and have done a lot of self-evaluation about what I'm doing as a coach or not doing as a coach. As we talked about many times on your show, maybe I'm not setting the example the way I need or getting them to understand what adulthood is like. And we live in a world now where, you know, we see an argument breaks out at a Dollar General yesterday in Beech Grove between two employees of the same company, and the one guy pulls out a gun and shoots the other guy. So we live in a world where people shoot people for arguing. I don't know when we got to this point in the world where the answer was violence or death or shooting or fighting or losing composure. You know, it would have been easy for me Friday to blame the officials on the game, you know, and start hollering and cussing and making a scene, but the officials didn't lose the game. The officials didn't fumble the ball. The officials didn't throw interceptions. The officials didn't miss tackles. The officials didn't miss blocks. None of that happened on their watch, you know, and so we're still a work in progress, and we've got to pick it up real fast, as you alluded to, because the season's winding down real quick.